There's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Mobile. You could save hundreds of dollars on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts, all on the most reliable service. Click to try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator. In 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save with Spectrum Mobile. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save today. Spectrum Internet required. Savings may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save for details.
Yeah, so you could start being recorded anytime, yeah, if you want.
Yep.
So okay. Now just keep an eye on the time you need the princess follow on. And then I'll put live so we actually have to look.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about how we can learn from toxic behaviors. We all have them. Maybe you're a nail biter. Maybe you're someone that talks too much. Maybe you drink too much. There could be many different things that we do, sleeping, overeating, nagging, you name it. These toxic behaviors sometimes don't suit us. They aren't who we are. Not at the core. They are behaviors that come about because of anxiety or because we feel anxious that we need to be on top of things or be like a helicopter parent or spouse. And the thing is, you want to think about in your life, you know, what are these behaviors that you know don't serve you, that you're ready to let go of? And let's declare that today and let them go. Also, maybe a friend or your spouse or your roommate or a parent also has toxic behaviors, and you know that it's just making the whole environment messy on the home front. This is also a time for us to bring those to the forefront, because even they need to recognize where they need to make changes. Now, we're also going to be joined in our next segment by Jules, our inspirational guest for today, who's going to talk to us about how she had to let go of her alcoholic toxic behaviors in order to thrive and even today write a book based upon her experience. Now, want to make sure that if you need more support on today's show, that you go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are going to be waiting there for you. So you just pick the one that has the topic that means the most to you, and then, you know, run with that, listen to it, garnish as many lessons as you can. I promise you that is why we do this show, to keep you inspired. And if you're on the go, working out, on a run, at the beach, just go to your app store. Living Full Out Radio does have a free app there that you can listen to us anytime. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a listener on the phone. We're going to go say hello to them real quick. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
So I just recently graduated from college, so I've been spending the past few months job searching, which has been kind of draining and stressful for me so far. So my question is, how do you find a job that matches your passions?
That is such a great question. And boy, if I could go down memory lane to where you are, right? Because it's such an interesting time when you first graduate, right? Because you want that dream job for all the reasons why you spent all these hours getting those majors and minors, right? But at the same time, you need a job to pay the bills, right? Rent and cell phone and beyond, right? So you're kind of stuck. Dream job or job to pay the bills. And it's great if they can be one. But even the job that pays the bills can teach you something. Now, here's what I think. While you're looking for that dream job, you're looking for that one that just is everything you want, and while that is coming, you might want to consider, and you could go on LinkedIn and you could meet other professionals that have the job that you want one day. You could even contact maybe a local professional, and I would just do it like a Zoom call with them, or I would, you know, maybe take them out for coffee, and I would just interview them a bit, and I would say, you know, early on, what skills do you wish you had that would have really helped you maybe get further faster in the career that you're in today? Now, they might say, gosh, you know, I had a really good degree. I thought I was ready to go, but I really wish I had more writing skills, more proofing and editing. Or they would have said, you know what, gosh, I thought I was a pretty organized person, but I wish I had done like an admin job. I wish that I kind of learned a little bit more about Excel and just, you know, filing systems and CRMs, because by the time I got to my dream job, I felt like others knew it and I didn't. Do you see what I'm saying? So sometimes those early jobs can teach you skills for that dream job. But you don't always know that at where you are. But if you were to interview somebody and kind of ask them about what they wish they had studied or done differently, that would be good info to know. The other thing, too, is maybe, just maybe, consider shadowing somebody for a day who has, or half a day, who has the job that you want. Just say, hey, you know, could I come and spend a couple hours with you, or maybe, you know, half of the day with you, and I'll just be in the background just kind of watching how you do things? Because you might also pick up just being in the environment skills that you may want to garnish. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Well, of course, and believe it or not, gosh, bartending, being a server, being a receptionist, you know, being a daycare person that helps kids, every little job that you have will teach you something to allow you to be a better communicator, a more nurturing, more empathetic, more inspiring. So I would just see what's out there. Know that if it's a job you're taking that isn't the one that necessarily fulfills every bit of your heart's desire, it's not a forever job. It's not like you're marrying it, right? And then even at that, you know, you can always find a new one. Okay? But we'll wish you all the best. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it. Thank you. I love that she asked that question, because, again, I think we've all been there, right? We're trying to get to where we want to go in life. Could be a job, could be a relationship, and we're just trying to make the best decisions we can. Now, I was telling her all the things that she could do in terms of job shadowing and interviewing somebody that is an expert in the field that she wants to go into. But I also encourage her, if she's in the environment of that person or if she's talking to them on the phone, what are some of the toxic behaviors? Because I do a lot of public speaking, and a lot of times I will talk to people within a certain industry. And one time I remember a sales rep said to me, you know, Nancy, I'm just frustrated because I spend more time with my clients at dinner than I do my own husband. Okay? And that was toxic to her. That meant that her life was out of balance, and she needed to find some control in having dedicated client nights out versus time with her family. And then there's other people who might feel like it's toxic because they're driving too much, and maybe they notice that their eyes are not as good as they used to be, or maybe they're just feeling stressed and they can't think clearly and their reaction time isn't good. Well, that might not be the best job to be an Amazon or UPS FedEx driver or whatever driver, right? Because you got to be alert. So sometimes we have to look at what are these behaviors, you know, what is the obstacles? What are the stresses in our life? Now, the good thing is that you can always make a change. It's called transference, though. You have to find something to replace that bad behavior. So if you notice that you are drinking too much, then you got to find something to replace that. Maybe it's, rather than going to happy hour right at 5, maybe that becomes a new walk. Get a pack of friends together, or just you and your music, and that's walk time or doggy time, right? or maybe if you find that you're sleeping too much and you're like, I'm sleeping because I'm stressed and I'm depressed and I know that that's not going to get me where I want to go, then you have to look at that time and say, okay, what could I do that is still fairly low energy but still teaches me something, rather than watching a Netflix movie and it maybe is something that isn't going to serve you. You know, go on YouTube, watch a video, an inspirational video of somebody who can teach you something. Or, you know, watch, maybe learn Spanish, although that would hurt my head. I've been trying Spanish for years. But the thing is, you want to take that time and make it into a beneficial time where you can grow. Now, we mentioned this earlier on in the show as well, that I want you to also be perceptive and aware of other people's toxic behaviors and how maybe it is triggering you, or maybe it's allowing the environment that you live in together to not be very inspirational, not healthy. And be aware, but also be brave enough to call them out when you need to. Now, the thing is, change comes from when we recognize things, we want to make a change. That's when people do it. So like, for example, somebody who wants to give up drinking, people can say, oh, you drink too much. But it's only when that person is done with that behavior and they want to do something more healthy that it'll actually happen. If you're told to, then oftentimes you run the other direction. I give this analogy sometimes to my coaching clients. Consider it being like a rubber band. You take a rubber band and you just set it out, at rest on a table, right? It jiggles, it wiggles, it has its own shape to it. But if you pull that rubber band, it gets, there's strain, there's tension. So that's what's happening when you're telling someone you should do something or be a certain way. So when we come back, I want to make sure that you are listening for where you want to make changes in your life, but also helping another person to see it for themselves. It's all about learning from our toxic behaviors so that we can live our life full out. Also, when we come back, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Jules, who's going to tell us all about her walk with being an alcoholic, but yet bravely stepping forward saying, enough's enough, I am my own diamond, my own jewel in my world, and she is living full out today. So I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air.
Kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, Certified Life and Business Coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy, too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about learning from toxic behaviors. And we all have them, sometimes as toxic as drugs and alcohol and not treating our bodies right. Maybe you're somebody who likes to scratch yourself and pick at yourself. Or maybe it's pick on yourself, and it's the words that you say or just bad habits overall. And so we want to make sure we nip those in the bud today if we can, or at least find a way to allow you to manage and cope with those. Now, our inspirational guest today, and you know, so oftentimes we just try to find that person that we think can demonstrate the theme of today so well, and she does. Her name is Jewel, and she has dealt with a lot of different abuses over time, whether it be neglect from her mother or sexual abuse, but even alcoholism throughout her family and even to herself. So I'd very much like to welcome Jewel to the show.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Very nice to have you here. You're so zen today. I love it. I love it. I love it. Love talking to you.
Yes, of course, I meditated right before this.
Oh, good for you. And hope do it for me tonight, too. Okay? Do it for us. But here's the thing, Jewel. You know, with all that meditation, you really have come a long way in feeling whole as a person. And when I say whole, that means identifying toxic people, toxic behaviors, you know, finding ways to release them. And some of that releasing was able to be done on your own. And other times you needed the support of others to help kind of be that northern star and point you in the right direction. And I want to take our audience back a bit, all the way back to 6 year old Jewel's. And back then, you know, you had your family unit, your dad, your mom, and your dad and you had a great relationship. But at the same time, you lived in the Midwest where drinking was just the thing that everybody did, very generational. And so your dad had lost his job, which really had him spiraling, which the drinking probably didn't help. What was he attempting to do to your family?
You know, it was difficult times all the way around. My father had run his own business, and it was a gravel yard. And at the time, there's a lot of construction going on. And so, but then for some reason, the business started to spiral. And my dad, as an alcoholic, used alcohol to pretty much band-aid any problem there may have been. And so when he got to this degree of despair, I think that the alcohol increased tremendously. And there was one evening in particular where that really changed all of our lives. It was late. I don't know what time. I was already put to bed. My mom, my dad, and I, we lived out in a country setting. And my father was in an uproar. And I think, that despair is really what I feel when I look back at this. And my father thought to himself that, well, I can't leave these people here by themselves to fend for themselves. And he felt very, just very lost. And that evening, my father attempted a family suicide. And the reason why it wasn't successful is because, thank goodness, my mother was there. And every time he would come back to say goodbye to me, he'd give me the hugs and the kisses and say goodbye. My mom would take the gun that he had on the kitchen table and throw it over the front porch. And apparently this went on for probably about an hour.
So it wasn't really a matter of if, it was just a matter of when, and your mom was going to protect you and her. And so you left. She drove off into the car, drove off with you in her car, and that was the last time you saw your dad. And I know that some time had passed and you and your mom had left, and then you came back to the town. But when you came back, she met a new man. And this opened really a new chapter of abuse. Not that you were abused by your father before, but your father, your true father, had obviously had his own difficulties with your mom. But in this new relationship that your mom had with your stepfather, you started to see your mom become more neglectful of you and fade away. And all of a sudden, you were one of five kids because the stepfather had four. But even amongst that neglect, you also had your first dose of sexual abuse. And in what way?
Gosh, that was a huge transition time in my life, from going from that very small, intimate family into this really big family with a whole different set of rules. And it was actually before my stepfather and my mom actually got married. There was an older brother, and back in these days, you didn't hire anybody to babysit. You just used another sibling. And so one of my stepfather's sons, he babysat me one evening. And that's really where it started. We were playing in my toy room, and he proceeded to bring out these adult magazines and kind of coerced me into, you know, this is who you are, and this is what women do, and let's do this right now. And so it was kind of like a show and tell type of thing.
And that, you know, which I'm very sorry that you went through that, because how confusing. I mean, you don't know what's right and wrong. But your mom was gone. Where did she fade away to?
You know, as that relationship evolved and they got married, we moved into yet another trailer. And it was really an interesting time, because that is really where I got sucked up in this new world. And my mom disconnected as well, almost like she went into more of a fighting sense. And so literally the way the home was set up is that the adults were in the front part of the house and the children were in the back part of the house. And so there was this huge disconnect, both emotionally, psychologically, but then physically as well.
That is very confusing. And at this point, you know, you're starting to grow up. You're becoming 6 to 7, and I know that your family, that family unit, moved once again to Spokane, Washington. And in that move, it was thankfully just you, the stepdad, your mom, and the youngest son. And then you all moved again to California. So there were a lot of transitional years for you moving around. Now, stay with us, Jules, because when we come back, you would think that that neglect, that abandonment, that abuse was the end of her story, but it's not. And again, today we are talking a lot about identifying these toxic behaviors or people or environments and really choosing for ourselves to let them go, because that is how we can live full out. So stay with us. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. Just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
The care that 2 million Californians trust has gotten stronger. Monarch Healthcare is now Optum, and we're striving to make healthcare more personalized with doctors focused on truly knowing you so they can help provide the care you need. Monarch is now Optum, healthcare made stronger. To learn more, visit Optum.com/monarch or click the ad. Optum and Optum Care are trademarks of Optum Incorporated. This is good news for the health of people throughout Southern California. Monarch Healthcare is now Optum, and we're taking the next step to provide care that's even more personalized, helping doctors and care teams collaborate so you get the care you need, when and where you need it. Monarch is now Optum, healthcare made stronger. To learn more, visit Optum.com/monarch or click the ad. Optum and Optum Care are trademarks of Optum Incorporated.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out Radio Show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and today we're talking about learning from toxic behaviors. We all have them. I'm raising both of my hands because I don't think we get through life without adopting those for ourselves, as well as seeing them in others and so desperately wanting people to give up those toxic behaviors. But again, the tricky thing about life is when we want to make change, we have to be willing to do it for ourselves. We have to be brave to turn that new page, ask for help when needed, and then take that leap of faith and just know that it is for the greater good of feeling better and being able to live life full out. Now, we are continuing our interview today with Jules, who's talking about, you know, different obstacles and challenges that she's had, but mainly many, many stresses and anxieties caused by abuse and alcoholism. And so I'd very much like to welcome Jules back to the show.
Thank you.
Happy to have you. Now, Jules, I want to take a leap here in your story because your family eventually, as a unit, did move back to the Midwest. And you were starting to grow up. You were starting to find your voice. At one time, you lived with your mom and your younger brother. And then she gave you a choice of, now you're getting too defiant. I need you to go back and live with your stepfather or go to foster system. Like, those are two hard choices, right? Because your stepfather was, you know, sexually abusive, like his sons. And foster system was not a good option either. And ultimately, you found your way to getting a job at A&W, which I love, that restaurant, and you worked full-time, and you found a way to be on your own. Finally, your own place. Nobody telling you what to do. No one touching you. But you found, in that freedom, toxic behaviors. What were those?
Gosh, everything that I learned growing up, I was hopeful that, you know, once I got this independence that I could just be free of all of that and now just start a new life. But it wasn't that way. And also, I was using alcohol to push down the stuff that I had endured. So the toxic, almost like the glasses, the lenses I had on was a product of what I've gone through. And so these were the same people I was picking for friends and relationships. And like you had mentioned, you know, it's like I'm growing up and I'm getting my voice, but I'm very angry, very angry. And so it anything I did, it seemed to go off sideways.
Well, and that anger fueled yourself so much, got you in such a point of anxiety that you decided to end it. I mean, you had a plan and you were thinking through how you were going to take your life in a very methodical pill, one pill at a time way. And thankfully, a neighbor stopped you. Thankfully, a neighbor paused that moment in time and gave you an opportunity to kind of hit a reset button. And when you were at the hospital for that 2-week period, what did you learn with a little bit of time to have some clarity?
Gosh, first off, the angel that knocked on the door, I think that was the first time I realized that there's something out there looking out for me. When I went through the hospital proceedings and then was able to be free of all of the outside chaos, and I was emerged within a lot of healthy things, the tools they were teaching, in response and anger and all of these emotions, and how do I deal with them? And so, I mean, I learned things as simple as, what is your favorite color? I was like, I have no idea. These delicate little parts of my being that I had pushed down were starting to come to the surface. And it was very exciting. It made me feel alive.
Mm. But you are human, and so oftentimes we have these high moments where we're inspired and we're going to do it. And then we go back to our environment, those toxic behaviors for ourselves or even other people, and then we just get back into the routine. And that's what you did again. But you hit a point where you were really sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you were with two ladies in a car, and you said just one simple phrase that, again, switched your life. What was that?
I wish I didn't drink so much. Little did I know that little comment I made was going to impact my life. The two women in the front seat, I could still see them now. Their little ears, they almost went up like little antennas. And they started asking me questions. And I didn't realize both of them were in recovery. And so I think it was maybe a 30-minute window, and I was sitting in the rooms of recovery on my first day of sobriety.
And what did it mean? You know, I know when you first stepped in there, you were like, these are not my people, right? I don't have anything that possibly in common with these people. But over time, you cried. You got angry. You raged. And these people held the space for you to do so. Why is that support group, why was it so important to you, and why has it been so useful for others to kick the addiction?
You know, I think that was the first room or first place that I actually felt wanted. You know, the women would give me hugs and say, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, these were things I was not used to hearing. And so it was also then a place where I could just be me. I mean, the things we talk about in there, they're not superficial things. And so when we, you know, reach down and talk about these things, my rage and my anger came out, and they didn't kick me out, and they didn't tell me to settle down or all the other things that typically I was told. And so it's like I almost had like an investment in this group, and it gave me a feeling of I don't ever want to leave this.
That sounds really, really warm and really inviting. And who doesn't want a piece of that, you know, just a sliver of that moment? Now, this toxic time in your life, this went on from your early teenage years all the way to 35, when you finally gave up drinking. But what makes that even more special is your mom and you had its own toxic level of a relationship along the way, between neglect and wanting her to be there, and then she was there, and then all of a sudden she's your best friend, and just a lot of back and forth, push and pull. But at the end of the day, she was there. She was there to see you get sober. And how much did that mean to you to know that, you know, she wasn't mom of the year every day, every month, but when you needed her most at the very end?
You know, it was that feeling from a little kid's point of view of like, there's my mom. And she was so proud of me. It was a 30-day medallion that she gave me. And I mean, there's so much camaraderie around that a family member was actually a part of this, because let's face it, a lot of times we burn all the bridges. And so it was just this moment of like, everything is going to be okay. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and you're still sober today, and, you know, you've held to that. And I'm curious, have you ever been tempted to drink again? And you know, for those that are tempted, what would you say to help them to not be?
You know, the cool thing about being in these rooms is that you really can't judge a book by its cover, which means that I don't have a blanket answer. But what worked for me was when I had the opportunity to start digging and seeing why the reasons I was drinking, why was I holding these resentments, the sooner I got into that space and talked about it with another alcoholic, I was starting to get that sense of freedom, like I can exhale. And so perhaps that's just the way the cards laid out for me, but I was desperate to get out of that space of pain. And we call it that, the gift of desperation. And so I never physically craved alcohol afterwards. Of course, I mean, this is life. Life is bumpy. But I've never hit a bump so hard that I ever felt a need that a drink or something would make it better. And I think that's because I did the work.
Well, and now that you've done that work, you've built these really good relationships that are foundational and are support you. You know, what does living full out mean to you? Having this source, having this light, this new sense of purpose?
For me, it's all about that truth, that authenticity. I am constantly searching for her within. And a lot of times it does not match my environment. And I say that in a good thing. It's because if I did match the environment, it wouldn't really be authentic. And so for me, I am constantly, you know, looking inward and finding that space of love within myself. And that gives me that freedom that I so desperately want.
Interestingly enough, you had it this whole time. Is that the joke of life, that we have it this whole time inside us? I don't know about anybody else, but I'm just getting that. I'm going to talk to my little Nancy later on today and have a little sit down with her, because that is interesting, right? I mean, we're going to get the bumps and bruises, but the authentic part of ourselves, you know, our ability to be free, our ability to make change happen, we can do that. We don't need permission. We don't need somebody else to do that. Jules, thank you so much for being on today's show. Big Nancy and little Nancy, thank you. And and we will be wishing you all the best, okay? Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nancy. This has been great.
Thank you, Jules. And for everybody listening, just like Jules, we've all overcome something. We would very much like to hear from you and perhaps have you on the show as an inspirational guest. Just go to connect@livingfullout.com. Reach out to us there. Of course, give us your contact information. Let us know what you overcame, but also let us know what you learned, because just like how we talk out every guest story and we find out what they went through and how they got through it, it's at the end. It's where are you today and how are you now thriving? And we want to know that secret sauce. We want to tap into how you got through it. So I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. Today we're all about releasing and learning from those toxic behaviors so we can live full out. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it. You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Learning about the behaviors that are toxic in our life, we have to identify them. We have to figure out, you know, what is that? Is it drinking? Is it eating? Is it picking on ourselves, talking badly to ourselves? And then you want to say, get out of my life. You have no reason to be here. And then get support, believe in yourself, and you will live full out. They will be gone.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and today we're talking about learning from toxic behaviors. And I really want to kind of round out today's show by encouraging all of you to be honest with yourself and also be brave to stand beside someone else who needs support. There have been various times in my life that I've gone through hurdles where I had to make changes. And there's others where I've seen, you know, great family members of mine really spiraling out of control and needing to be of support for them. I remember back after my parents divorced, I had two sisters. They both were going through their own form of eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia, and just how scary it was watching them both get down to 88 pounds or just about 100 pounds, and the things that they would do to hide their weight, wear bulky clothes or put batteries in their socks so they would weigh more. you know, scary. And I was only 10. And then I look at times where, you know, different friends of mine have been drinking too much and, you know, just trying to find a way to hide the alcohol or hide the keys or, you know, try not to be that codependent person where I coddle them, but getting them into a supportive environment, a place where they are identifying, you know, what is the problem? What's, you know, what is my pain? What is my stress? And there was even a time for me not too long ago, well, maybe over a decade ago, where I too had a really large financial crisis that occurred in my life. And, you know, it had those really stressful, devilish thoughts of, you know, I want out of this life coming into my mind. And those thoughts were very scary because I can see how it goes from a thought to an action. And then in some cases you're saved and in some cases you're too late. And I understand the desperation that one can have. But again, I think that's why shows like this and stories like Jules and all of us, you know, we really want to do our part to be honest where things are not well in our life. And a lot of times that is people. It's location, environment. It can be financial. And let's just look at people, for example. You might have people in your life right now that you've kept for one reason or another, whatever that payoff is, but you know that they suck up time. They don't allow you to thrive and be your best. They maybe even make it toxic so you can't sleep, you can't eat the right things. Those people might have to go. Remember this being like the novel of your life. And in a novel, there's not just one chapter and that's the entire book. There's multiple chapters. And so, you know, it's okay for certain relationships to be in maybe several chapters or maybe just one, where other people in our life are there through every chapter of our life. Now, the other thing that we want to consider is environment. And if you are in an environment where you're being picked at, nagged on, abused, or maybe you're feeling lonely, it's okay to get out of lonely and get a roommate, get a dog, right? It's okay to say this environment is not healthy. I can't thrive here. I can't think here. I can't work here. How do I get out of this? I promise you there are ways in which we can transition you to getting a job or you can make money to eventually get your own place. And I think a lot of times it just takes being resourceful. It takes having somebody that will hold your hand and listen and connect the dots. And I want you to know today that I will be that person right beside you. You just reach out to me at livingfullout.com and we will make sure that for your particular circumstance that we look in your environment, that we look in your area and see what resources are available. That we consider who are those people in your life that are supporters, but who are those people that are pulling you down? And we're going to find a way to shake that up so that you don't have those stresses. Make sure that you go today and check out this show again or any of our episodes. We want to make sure that you are supported beyond today's show. Just go to livingfullout.com. All the episodes are waiting there for you. Also, we take great care in all of our social media platforms. We don't do a lot of sales. We're all about you. We're all about giving you something to smile about. We're giving you a reason to be inspired and to reach for more. Most of all, know that I believe in you very much. I realize this game of life can be tricky, and sometimes to find the answers, it's like, what page do I go to in the manual? There is no manual, right? And being that there is no manual to life, that's what makes it stressful, but it can also be what makes it liberating. Remember that you are the author of your story, your novel. So take pen to paper or fingers to keyboard today and purge out all those toxic thoughts. Print that piece of paper, set it on fire, throw it away, whatever you want to do with it, release those today. And know that Nancy will be right beside you every step of the way. Our entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening. We've got Julie and Rich and Kaylee and Caleb and so many people that want you to live full out. We'll see you soon.
you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.
There's a healthy change happening here in Southern California. Monarch Healthcare is now Optum, and as a national leader in healthcare, our doctors are working together to provide coordinated care that's focused on you and how you live life. Monarch is now Optum. Healthcare made stronger. To learn more, visit Optum.com/monarch or click the ad. Optum and Optum Care are trademarks of Optum Incorporated.
Discover a place where wanderlust turns into reality and your next adventure begins. Experience summer under the midnight sun with Alaska's wildlife and unbeatable fishing. Or spend winter in America's snowiest city, snowmobiling and heliskiing through the mountains. Discover Valdez 365 days a year. Start planning your Alaska vacation now at valdezalaska.org.